Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes, variety. It's Friday. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets all day. This is your last chance day. Every hour on the fives, through our show, through Mason's show, all the way through Jane's show, 6:05, your last chance.
Oh, wait, right now?
Yeah, right now we're going to
All right.
Ed Sheeran tickets right now. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to our contest line. Ed, he's good at writing a song. 20357 is our contest line. Song is this hour's code word. You will be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran by texting song to 20357. July 25th, Levi's Stadium, the summer's biggest show. Song is the word. It's all courtesy of Messina Touring Group. I'm going to start. This is funny. I think it's funny. I can't say I'm not seeing this greedy person's logic, but okay. The CEO of Live Nation thinks that concert ticket prices are too low. The last time you bought a ticket to a concert, weren't you thinking, man, I didn't pay enough for this. Boy, this is a great low price.
I don't know where he's going with this, but here's what I'll say. I do think putting on a concert is a major undertaking mm-hmm. that we take for granted. No question. The amount of people that are involved in getting a band and all their equipment and everything that comes with around the country to multiple venues a week, right? Yep. Most tours you do at least two cities a week, if yep. not three or four.
Sure.
So there's easily a lot involved and a lot of people make that happen and we take it for granted. That said, and I will say, I'll pay that whatever they need in order to make that profitable for them. And right. they've certainly, I know now, lost so much music, so much money in record sales
yep.
because there's no such thing
right.
unless you're Taylor Swift.
Right.
Who just puts out a commemorative album and everyone buys it, including me. I got swept up in that and went, I'll take one. What did I just do?
So he takes a slightly different tack on this.
Well, what I was going to finish, I would say that, you know, but make that money go where it's supposed to.
To the artist.
And make the purchase all up front and easy.
Yeah.
Make that easy. Make that clear and absolutely.
And stop running your own resale sites for scalpers.
Right. Now that's where we're at, though, isn't it?
So, well, that's not really what this is about. This guy, he's the CEO. His name is Michael Rapino. He's the CEO of Live Nation.
Okay.
And he says, and they, by the way, do own Ticketmaster, and they think you're not paying enough for rock concerts. During a conference this past weekend, he said, there's a lot of runway left when it comes to ticket prices, especially because of the price of sporting event tickets. He says, music's been underappreciated. In sports, I joke, it's like a badge of honor to spend $70,000 for Knicks courtside seats. They beat me up if we charge $800 for Beyonce. When you read about ticket prices going up, the average concert price is still $72. Is that before the fees? I feel like that's not true. Try going to a Laker game for that, and there's 80 of them. The concert's underpriced and has been for a long time. I just felt like that. I think the problem is the price of the sports events, not the price of the average person would probably go to tons of concerts if it wasn't $800 to sit in the front row at your
favorite.
And
it's not just
favorite.
The money, the web that you get caught up in and the whole, like, you're in queue, but you're waiting and hoping that once the thing goes at 10 o'clock, you're going to be able to get offered an actual ticket, and then you get bumped out, and then you find out, oh, they've got more tickets for sale, but they bought them themselves and just like, that's not a fake story.
No,
that's a real story.
It's not a fake story. They take some of the best tickets and they resell them themselves. Oh yeah, no. This is a resale site that you own.
Oh, and by the way, they own the venues too. So they have complete monopoly over the entire system.
Oh yes, but we should definitely pay more for all this stuff.
This guy doesn't have his feet on the ground.
I don't mind paying more was my point, that I'll pay. I want to see my favorite band. If the Deftones come through, I want to see that show.
And you want them to get your money.
Yeah. And that's what
I get
really
that there are
want,
other costs involved.
Mm-hmm. But I really want that to be the way.
I totally get that the price of concert tickets has gone up. And because touring is more expensive, because the production value is so much more and you're getting a lot more out of it than just like three guys on the stage.
Right.
But this is just like, this is an insane thing to say.
Right.
And he's going to get backlash for sure.
He won't care, obviously. He's a CEO. He's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear you through all these stacks of money around me.
I'd really like to see more shows, though.
Mm.
And I realize I'm in radio and I should see more shows because it's part of our business. But it's become impossible to get the free tickets we used to get. And I said, okay.
I'll pay for them.
But make them available to me without the nonsense. And then I'm in. There's a bunch of shows I want to see. And I am someone who's in radio and feels like I don't know if I can handle purchasing
right.
of concert tickets is too much.
Mm.
Just make it an interaction, like a simple speaking take of, the money and you get your ticket.
Speaking of shows that people want to go to, the Stagecoach 2026 lineup's just been announced.
Oh.
So you can take all our money, I guess. It looks like it's going to be Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, and Cody Johnson, who will be the headliners. This is none of their first time to Stagecoach, but it is the first time any of them has been the headliner. The rest of the... I don't have a ticket price for this, by the way. They go on sale, I believe, this coming Thursday. So I think that's the 2nd. It runs from April 24th to the 26th. Passes will be on sale starting October 2nd. Last year's Stagecoach sold out in a few weeks, so you should move quickly. In fact, the two weekends before that in the same spot is Coachella, and that is already completely sold out, apparently. Can't get it no more. So they've announced the lineup. The headliners, again, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, Cody Johnson, but this is a pretty diverse looking lineup. You can see, so there's a lot of country guys, Brooks and Dunn. I've heard of them, and Ella Langley. That sounds familiar. Riley Green sounds familiar. But there'll also be performances from Journey, Counting Crows, Bush, The Wallflowers, Third Eye Blind, and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Cool.
He was probably already going to be there. He's a country guy now.
Mm-hmm.
And Pitbull, Ludacris, Big X the Plug. And Teddy Swims, who's had a song in the top 10 for the last 109 weeks.
Cool.
So if you are, if you're into that, I thought it was just a country festival, but yeah, man, they've got pretty much everything.
No doubt they're growing and no they're doubt. Getting more mainstream. Very interesting.
If you're looking for something this weekend, a little closer to home, our friend Alan from Bananas at Large, he texted us, hey, you guys know about the Railroad Square Music Festival? It's up in Santa Rosa. And that's happening this weekend. It looks like they've got all kinds of stuff, like a lot of family stuff too.
Cool.
So go to railroadsquaremusicfestival.com.
And Maddie's going to a show tonight.
Yeah, Maddie's going to a show.
Hey, Maddie, I have a question.
Oh. What could this be?
My mic's not working, bud.
When's the last time you changed your sheets? In your bed.
Tell the truth for once.
I change every Saturday I do my laundry, and I change my sheets.
So you didn't change them today?
You should think about changing them today. I mean, you know, just in case.
Okay.
We're just teasing you.
Come on. I know.
I mean, you're a man out in the world, in
the
dating
world. And
you're
right. I mean, the bed smells like Fred probably, so.
You should change your sheets.
He doesn't get into the sheets, but, you know.
Still, though. I mean, he's a dog. They soak through. They have a way.
They
have a way.
through.
You know I'm right. Dogs, you have a smell. Do you ever worry that your house smells like a dog? It's like you don't smell it.
I keep fresheners and things in the house, and I burn candles, and also I only have a couple, you know, carpets, so I have a lot of concrete.
That's true.
Doesn't suck in the smell.
He must shuttle. Didn't you say that you like fill up the whole vacuum with him every week?
I do. I have a Roomba, and I have to change it out 4 times when I run it through the house because he's just a shedding machine.
Oh, does it know when it's your Roomba? Is it aware that it's become full?
Yes, it is. It gives me a little alert.
I see. And then you run over there and change it. And
I do. And it's doing it. Thank you, DJ Roomba, and put him back out. Mm.
DJ Roomba is in spinning?
It's from Parks and Rec. I put a speaker on it once in a while, and then it plays music as it rolls through the house.
This is so fun. I love that we're dating.
I know. I want all the details. I don't think he's going to give them to us, though. Well, he has a very complicated situation.
No, it's because he keeps dating listeners. So he's like, oh, they're going to hear me talk about it.
That is true, Maddie. I mean,
if he dated Lisa, she'd be totally fine with it. MarryLisa.com.
Yeah. Let's see. What's today? The 20th? Don't, Vinny. You're going to make him cry. He's very, you know, Maddie's a very sensitive dude. Yeah.
I just drooled everywhere, all over me.
Oh. Sexy. Hey, I have a question for Bob. Did we hear back from Waymo?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
We didn't.
We left our suitcase in a Waymo this morning, and they said she has to leave for a flight. They're like, we'll get back to you within 24 hours.
Well, we were hoping that at 9 o'clock, you know, once we crossed into the 9 o'clock hour, a human would show up. Yeah. Waymo, you're listening. Please get back to our girl.
Yeah. Bob used you this morning.
Left a suitcase, needs it before she can hop a plane today.
There are things that happen to you in your life and you just want to kick yourself. Like, how did I let that happen? Why did I forget that thing? How have I screwed up so bad? I'm so sorry. Like that just must burn. Like all I had to do was remember that I had my suitcase in there.
It hurts me when it's just all decisions that I made that got me to this place, laying on the ground in the pouring rain. Just leave me here.
Just go on without me.
I think I'm just going to take a little break from all this life for a second.
Is that you at Burning Man, laying in the pouring rain, just slowly sinking into the mud?
Oh, no, I was dancing.
Oh, all right.
No, those were good times, Sarah. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay. I didn't know.
No, one time I was in a rush and I was sitting there. I had, like, you know, when you have stuff to do and you're all, if I could just knock a couple of these things out real quick. And I went, I'm going to change the filter in the water filter real fast so I don't have to have that hanging over my head. And I didn't turn the spigot so the water was off to the actual filter. So then I pulled the filter out and water starts pouring into our kitchen. And I'm like, wait a minute. What?
I was going to do this real quick.
And all of a sudden, I am now trying to get the filter back in because this might be the fastest, but then it won't go back. And now I've got to find the get it around the. I turned it off and then I look at the floor and it's the wood floor is covered in water. And I'm like, that's on me.
It happens in the blink of an eye. You know, everything's fine. Everything's fine,
and 1 second later,
your life is ruined. 1 second later.
This God. Was supposed to be knocking this off my list real fast, and now I have a giant mess to clean up.
I'm actually having like an anxiety chest clamp over that. Like,
well, I did that.
I'm clenching.
That happened to me. Not recently, but it's happened.
That it really is. I mean, we can't see the future. But if only we could just do like a 10-second back, you know, if you could just, we're
Turn
so used to that in our lives, right?
Just, there's just a little thing. I know that, but I was in a rush and I didn't think of it. I just wanted to. Nope.
There is
now
no
go get
there
all
no
the
fast.
Towels in
oh
the
my
house.
God. And now I have laundry to do. I've just added so many. It's like creating just a mess. Like all I wanted to do was this one thing. And now I've got 100 other things I have to do now. Yep. And I feel like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually think leaving your suitcase in the car is I would take that over the I just flooded my kitchen.
Well, let's wait and see how it shakes out.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's maybe I'll never running. Get it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
The Wemo actually quit and drove off with right, it was, to Vegas.
Like, that's it. I'm leaving. I've had enough of this. Where's my person? I don't have one of those. All right. I'll just squeeze in the new music real fast here. Mariah Carey has
heard. It's Friday.
I know. And there's a few things interesting. Here for It All, a new Mariah Carey record. It's her 16th album. Her guests are Anderson .Paak, Kalani, the Clark Sisters. Tina and I are guesting on this. It's going to be great. I'm actually surprised that it's only her 16th album. And I think it's, there's like a Spotify or maybe like a Sirius channel where all month long, like to celebrate this, it's all Mariah all the time. Enjoy. Doja Cat's fifth album. Vi is out today. Robert Plant has a 12th solo album out today. It is called Saving Grace. And it's actually, that's the name of his current band, apparently, Saving Grace. And then we talked about this a while ago. Fred Armisen's record called 100 Sound Effects is out today. It's a 101 track record made entirely of noises.
Okay.
Like wine glass breaking in sync. And tentative sawing. Okay.
You know, when
we got to get that.
When I first started in radio, there were a bunch of things that I would buy that you could, like sound effect CDs and music bed CDs and lots of television, TV show theme CDs. So you'd have
we'd cart those around with
us. A collection, yeah. You'd have a collection of stuff. Then the internet came and it said, we have all that here.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Fred's doing. Maybe it'll be fun, but. If you were looking for breaking glass sound, you could find that.
You can, yeah. Can we hear anything off of Fred Armisen's 100 Sound Effects?
I'm trying right now.
Okay.
I wonder, I'm excited to see how Doja Cat's album does. I haven't heard any singles from it or anything yet.
SZA's a guest on it. Did I say that?
No, but she's good.
She's also very combative, though. Like, she's always yelling at her fans and stuff.
Doja, not SZA.
Doja Cat.
Yeah, Doja does that.
It's a Doja Cat record. And so I don't know how it'll go for her. And also, I love Colby Calais, and her 8th album is out today.
It is?
It's called This Time Around.
What's the twinkle of my toe? Like, what's that song?
It's called Bubbly.
It starts in my toes.
Yeah, that.
And I crinkle my nose. I don't know, something like that.
But that was that's an Alice staple.
Called Bubbly? It's not called Bubbly. Maybe it is called Bubbly.
It might be. Or there's a very similar song.
Bubble Toes or something? You want some Fred Armisen sound
effects? Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. They're weird. So this one is Theater and Glass.
Theater?
Oh, it's not letting me play it now.
Okay. No, just honestly, we're going to take a break. We're coming up in the news.
Oh, so much stuff after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. All kinds of video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily with links to all our personal profiles.
Very highly rated. You're going to love it.
Yes, it won all kinds of awards.
Beyond.
The Insta-mes. Whatever. It's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
We normally try to work those things out in advance. We just clearly we didn't this time.
We're busy talking about Maddie. You know, fingers crossed.
You shouldn't have said that. You're going to make me laugh too much. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Tickets. Today, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi's Stadium, courtesy of Messina Touring Group.
Sweet.
That's all day today.
Yep. And this is it. Last chance.
Yep. Don't blow it.
All right.
Get in there. Get on that. Okay, mostly sunny expected today, so if it's still overcast where you are, that should burn off. Highs in the low 80s. A cooler weekend is forecast, and there's even rain possible early next week. So there's that. Amazon reaches a $2.5 billion settlement with the FTC over deceptive Prime program. They do have, that's one of those websites that's busy enough that you can find yourself going, wait a minute, I just want to order something and not join your group. Can I do that? There's a lot of weirdness going on, but it appears they've come to a settlement. Amazon's going to pay $2.5 billion with a B to settle Federal Trade Commission allegations that the company duped users into paying for Prime memberships. I know there are a lot of, I'll tell you something, and maybe you saw this last night, maybe you didn't. I was watching the football game on Prime.
Yeah.
And each commercial that is on has a little box in the corner, and it says, order on your Prime account now by clicking here. You can actually, with your TV remote, while watching television, when a commercial comes up, purchase the item that you see in the ad. And if that's not available, they have a link to the website or like
a QR code, whatever it is.
It's on every commercial during the football game on Amazon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that.
Are we bothered by this, or is this just where it's headed?
I'm not bothered by it, and I feel like this is exactly where we're headed. Like you're going to start consuming off of every device is going to be some place. It's a portal to give people money.
They're calling this a surprise settlement as Amazon and the FTC were just 3 days into the trial in Seattle federal court.
And they were like, we've got all the money. Tell us how much you want and we'll do it.
Let me just pencil out a check. What do you need?
Pull that out of my back pocket. Away? Right.
Like, really? I mean, what are we talking about here, FTC?
Oh, $2.5 billion? All right, fine.
Fine.
We'll take that out of the emergency lawsuit account.
If you feel like you've purchased an appliance recently, a smart appliance and they don't feel smart. In fact, you find yourself with more complaints and less reliability. You're right. Smart appliances break down more than the old ones we're used to.
I think they're actually doing that whole planned obsolescence stuff too.
Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled appliances, and they give you the numbers. I won't bother you with all that if you're looking into appliances, right? One of the problems that I would say with this article is, where do I go for the dumb appliances?
Yeah, give me that.
Where are those at?
Yep.
Because everything now has tech baked into it.
Yeah, that washer dryer set we just got, whenever it was last year, I'm like, I don't want a smart washer and dryer. I'm smart enough to use them. I don't need any help.
I bought a set of Samsung washer and dryer, you know, for laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it's 10 years ago and they've held up. Mm. Like, if they die now,
you'd feel like you got your money's worth.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. You know, any family that's doing weekend laundry, you know how many loads that amounts to.
Yep.
And they've done okay. Mm. But other stuff that has that tech baked in, no.
You know.
Not good.
I don't have high hopes for my new ones. It's just too many. It's too digital. It's too everything. There's all these. I just want knobs.
I'm a knob guy too.
Yeah. Give me the dumb appliance every time. Less can go wrong.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I mean, that's one of those Wi-Fi. I don't need Wi-Fi in this. Can I just do my laundry?
Right.
This is where I announce the big science stories of the week by yelling, science! You ready for nerd news, everyone?
I'm ready. Alert the nerds. Nerd alert.
In fruit news.
Oh, fruit news. Okay. Fruit.
Some people avoid mangoes because they're so sugary, but a George Mason University study found daily mango eaters showed better blood sugar control and less body fat than those eating a lower sugar snack.
No. Huh.
In urethra news.
Oh, I'm always looking for new urethra news.
Researchers have created a new urine-based test that can identify prostate cancers.
Duh.
Which would significantly reduce the need for invasive and often painful biopsies.
Mm.
This is big news.
That's wonderful for urethras.
Yeah. It's really important.
Mm-hmm.
In more urethra news.
Oh, look, even more.
Your
it's
morning
my lucky day.
Yes, it is. Your morning urine color may signal how your body handles stress. We already know that bolder colors are a sign of dehydration, darker, you know. Darker means you should increase your daily fluid intake and both improve your hydration status and stress resilience. So dark urine, bad. Drink more water.
We're looking for lighter urine. I find that when I take my vitamin pill, all of a sudden I'm like, oh boy.
Bright yellow.
Yeah,
that's pretty your bright. Vitamins. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Darker than usual. I drank it with a full glass of water, Ben.
In scared of shark news.
Oh.
I say that because we're all scared of sharks.
I don't know anyone who isn't.
Right. I mean, that's just a dumb, but yeah. Okay, you stay out of the water. I guess you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call that thing on Saturday? It's land shark?
Yeah. Land shark.
What?
Land shark. Aren't you that land shark? No, man. I'm just a dolphin.
Oh.
Right. And then he eats them. Where was I? Oh, yeah. And scared of shark. Yeah. Shark experts are testing four innovative wetsuit materials that reduce shark bite injuries.
Oh.
They're not a perfect shield, but in the event of an emergency, they can lessen trauma, blood loss, and even save lives.
Oh.
Now, whether or not you can actually move in said wetsuits. Yeah. So, I mean,
Is there chainmail built in? So if you let go of your surfboard, you immediately sink to the bottom.
I'm in the water in a wetsuit. I'm safe from the trauma of but I can't surf or do anything now that I'm here.
Is Kevlar really heavy? Could they do Kevlar on those things?
I don't know, but I don't feel like this is the way. You should.
There's got to be some way, Ben.
Well, I really feel like if you might want to just stay out of the water.
Maybe.
If it gets to that point.
You know,
I wear a thing. I've told you guys this. The missus bought me this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? I forget. But they say this signal that's pushed out by this magnetic kind of signal that's pushed out by the thing that I'm wearing around my ankle. Sharks hate it.
Oh.
And of course.
And so far you haven't been bitten by a shark even one time since you've been wearing that.
It's one of those things where I told the missus, okay, you bought it. I'll wear it. It's fine. And I wear it every time because I feel like, you know. She bought it. It's there.
And why not? It's almost like insurance. You buy it so that nothing happens.
Maybe it does do what it says it does.
Mm.
But by the time you're in your Kevlar suit and a shark is gnawing on you, I think you're done in the ocean either way.
Yeah. What about those blow up suits? You know, the vest you wear that has like a flotation device. Like if a thing bit you, couldn't you just like shoot that off and maybe like blow the shark's face off with the explosion of the bubbles.
It's a good idea.
Thanks. I'm full of them.
Full of something.
Shark's face.
I don't know.
Those things can hurt.
There's a mini explosion involved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
800-400-3697. It's been a big show.
Oh.
And Maddie's here.
It sounds to like read he wants a few texts.
I think I really he's done with it. Has he had it with us?
I think so.
Vinny, clear urine means you're overhydrated. Should be pale yellow. Okay. All right. Simply just wanted to say love you guys. Have a great weekend from the 510.
Thank you. Well, we thank deserve you, it after this week.
Love you.
This has been quite the week.
Yeah. The smarter the appliance, the shorter the lifespan it has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, and then some about my laundry. We don't need to talk about that. And,
don't, Vinny. Vinny, stop it.
And it's time for a game,
time for
everybody.
A game, everybody. Bob Friday. Comes into this. Yeah, it is Friday.
Maddie, I really hope you have the best night of all times.
What? I can't hear you.
I'm a fan. I want you to have a great...
I'm winning the game already, huh?
Yeah, you're winning. You have 1 point.
What's that, Bob?
Listen, everybody on the show gets it once in a while. You know that's true. And it does hurt.
I didn't get him. I like him. I'm trying to help him. Fresh sheets. It's, you know, it's repeat customers.
How old is that guy? I don't know what game you're playing. I'm just no,
I'm putting a little spin on when did that happen.
I got a bunch
of things that happened.
Good.
In the 60s.
Good. Bob won't win this one.
I have limited it to the 60s. So I'm not even going to make you guys jerk each other. That doesn't sound right.
What?
You can't be a jerk
don't
to each other.
Don't make me dump again.
There's nothing to dump there. You can't be a jerk to anyone else on the show because if you decide you want to guess the same year as that person, you can. Because these are all things that happened in the 60s. Here we go. The Beverly Hillbillies debuts on CBS. Let me tell y'all a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
1963.
64. 65. I'm going to give that one to Maddie. It's 62.
Oh. Woo-woo.
Maddie, look at you winning. We're tied with
Bob.
Yay,
Maddie, you're the best.
Quiet, you.
The Beatles release Abbey Road, their 11th album. Come Together, Here Comes the Sun. Abbey Road comes out. What year did that happen?
68.
Oh, me?
Anybody, whoever. You guys can guess the same.
66.
65.
69.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's a point for Bob. How about Hawaii 5-0 debuts on CBS? When did that happen? This is the 60s edition.
No, me. 61.
65.
61.
68. That's the point for Maddie. How about Gilligan's Island on CBS? It debuted on CBS. What year did that happen in the 60s specifically?
69.
63.
62.
64. That's a point for Bob. We are currently Vinny 0, Maddie 2. And Bob 3. And you will still get 2 points if you nail it. This is, I think, the final one here.
Oh, did boy. I do that one? That is too bad.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm having a blast. Another great game from Sarah.
Thanks. The Brady Bunch debuts on ABC. What year did that happen?
65.
69.
Hmm. I also am saying 69.
69 is the correct answer.
Oh, my God. And we tied.
No.
Wait, we tied. We both got it. We got it.
But he already had 2 points.
How many do I have?
You got two for getting it exactly right.
Okay.
But he also got two. And he already had two.
So
the final score is Maddie wins.
Maddie,
he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
4 points.
He's on the show. Yes,
Bob,
Maddie.
Second place with 3 points. And Vinny, 2 points.
The agony of defeat. I can't take it.
I feel like maybe we deserve to lose today. And Maddie would win the show.
What? He's going to go out and have fun tonight.
Yeah, but he's seething about you.
No, so. He's not.
Maddie, he's on the show.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets every hour for Ed Sheeran on the fives all day long. And have a great weekend. And then next week, we have a killer. We have a killer prize for next week. You're going to love it. And we'll see you then. Have a good one.
Go Niners.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.